Welcome to a special Trivia Zone episode of the College Football Bros podcast. I am Sarah Stinson, your scorekeeper for the episode, and now I'll pass it off to the host, Michael Newman.
Thank you very much, Sarah. I prefer Quizmaster, but I can live with host. We are also joined at the bottom of your screen by my older brother, Ryan Newman from Marina Del Rey. He's kind of the Pat Fitzgerald of our previous trivia episodes. It's not flashy, not a lot of style points, but he pulls out close wins. So, Ryan, how are you doing today?
I'll take that compliment, I think. But I'm doing well, Mike. Yeah, I'm doing well. Thank you.
All right. So, the theme for this trivia episode is inspired by all of the recent progress made in the fight for college football players' name, image, and likeness rights, which hopefully is getting us at least a little bit closer to the return of everyone's favorite video game, the NCAA football franchise from EA Sports. So that's going to be the topic. Ryan, how do you feel about that topic? Have you played the game recently?
I mean, probably in the last few months I've played it, but I kind of got on a little bit of a, when this coronavirus started, I ordered the college basketball. See, that ended even earlier. I was like 2010 or something. So I had to go back and order. I had ordered one of those, and so been playing that one for a while, but I'm sure I'll get back on the college football bandwagon soon, but doesn't look they're coming out with 2020 anytime soon.
No, it doesn't. There's still a lot of hurdles, but this should be a fun episode. We'll test your knowledge here. So, Sarah, tell us the format for this episode.
Well, we're going to start with 7 multiple choice questions. You'll get 2 points for every correct answer. And these questions are difficult, so you will have 3 lifelines to help you out. One is a 50-50, where we will eliminate 2 incorrect choices, leaving you with a 50-50 shot. Your second lifeline is a hint from the host, where Michael will give you just a little bit more information to help you out. And the final lifeline is your phone a bro. So if you use this, you will call your third bro, Trey, and see if he knows the answer.
All right. Excellent. Those are the rules. Ryan, are you ready to enter the trivia zone?
I'm ready, Mike. Let's do it.
All right.
I'm going to ask you a trivia question here.
Trivia.
Doesn't matter what it is, you have answers.
Zone.
When you ask me those kind of questions, it really pisses me off.
Trivia Zone.
Okay, Ryan, here is your first multiple choice question. So we all know, now it is called, of course, the NCAA football video game franchise, but it actually began in 1993 under a different name. Much like its NFL counterpart Madden, it was named after a legendary coach. Which coach was it originally named after? Was it A, Bill Walsh, B, Bobby Bowden, C, Tom Osborne, or D, Bear Bryant?
I'm going to have to go with Bill Walsh on this one.
Bill Walsh.
A. Bill Walsh, A.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Good job.
I remember seeing the screen on that one, so Bill Walsh.
All right, very good. 1-for-1 so far. Let's get to question number 2. In NCAA Football 13, the highest-rated quarterback and wide receiver played for the same school. Who were those players? Is it A, Derek Carr and Devontae Adams of Fresno State, B, Johnny Manziel and Mike Evans of Texas A&M, C, Taj Boyd and DeAndre Hopkins for Clemson, or D, Matt Barkley and Robert Woods for USC?
Yeah, wow, that is a tough question.
Remember, you have your lifelines.
I have my lifelines. We got 7 total questions here, though?
We do, yep.
Trey would not know this, so I'm not going to waste my time phoning Trey. It's 50-50, and what was the other one?
Hint. Hint or call it bro, yeah.
Hint. Yeah, all right. I mean, why not go ahead and use one of those lifelines? It's better do it now than never be able to use it. I'm going to do the.
Don't want to go into the locker room with a timeout left.
Yeah, exactly. You know? I hate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going with the hint, you said?
Give me the hint.
Okay. So the hint is the receiver ended up being drafted in an earlier round than the quarterback.
Okay.
So I'll bring up these choices again for you. I'll read it out for the listeners. Derek Carr and Davante Adams, Johnny Manziel and Mike Evans, Taj Boyd and DeAndre Hopkins, or Matt Barkley and Robert Woods.
Okay, so I think I can eliminate... See, the receiver went first. Ooh, okay. So I can get rid of... I know I can get rid of Boyd. Wait. The receiver went first.
Yeah, receiver was drafted earlier.
Okay, so I can keep Boyd for sure, because I'm pretty sure DeAndre Hopkins was drafted above Boyd. Derek Carr, he was like a second round. Devontae, was he a first? Man, I'm trying to think of where Devontae was drafted. I'm pretty sure he was. I know he wasn't a first rounder because Green Bay hasn't used a first rounder on an offensive player until Jordan Love for a long time. So, okay. Johnny Manziel, Mike Evan. Manziel was a first rounder. Evans, tough choices here, man.
And it's not necessarily, that hint is not necessarily only true about the correct answer, but
yeah,
just helps narrow it down.
Yeah, I hear you. It's just one true statement about it.
Yep.
Okay. I'm leaning towards the Mike Evans and Johnny Manziel, but man, I can't remember where Mike Evans was drafted. Was he drafted that high? Because I don't feel like Taj Boyd would have been rated that high in the video game. Like,
that's the other factor to think about, yeah.
You know, like, I don't think he would have been... Well, they weren't, like, that explosive. I don't remember. Oh. I'm going to go with Johnny Football and Mike Evans. Damn it.
I'm sorry. That's incorrect.
Dang.
Watch your language, Ryan. I'm okay with that. But so the correct answer...
Barkley and Woods?
Was Matt Barkley and Robert Woods, yeah. Matt Barkley was a 98 in that game. I think that was his senior year. And Robert Woods was a 96. And actually, I think Marquise Lee ended up having a better season. But there you go.
Mm. Yeah, that was those sting rats. Those were the two I was coming down to.
Yeah, that's a tough question.
Yep. Oh, well.
Okay, moving on to question number three. The cover of NCAA Football 13 featured two Heisman winners, one from the past and one from the present. Who were those players? Was it A, Mark Ingram and Marcus Allen? B, Mark Ingram and Barry Sanders? C, RG3 and Marcus Allen? Or D, RG3 and Barry Sanders?
Just had to mix all these same guys here, and just to make it a little even harder there.
Make it fun for you.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm pretty sure I actually know this one. Strong statement to say, but so 2013, you said. I know we had the Mark Ingram cover. I remember seeing him, but I don't remember seeing him with anybody on the cover. I can kind of picture him on that cover by himself.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go with RG3 and Barry Sanders. Yeah, there we go.
Excellent job. All right. Yeah. The way you talked through that one.
Thank you.
Okay. So we are through three questions. Sarah, how's Ryan done so far?
He's done pretty good. He's got 4 points.
All right, 4 points.
Wow.
Needed Sarah points? Here because I couldn't keep track.
Was it two points for every right answer or something?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Why two? Why not just one?
You know, two, it's
make
just...
make you feel better.
Yeah, it's just...
Thanks.
Just inflation, you know?
Yeah.
Why in basketball? Why do they have... Why is it 2 points and 3 points? Why not... Well, that was a bad example because I guess it'd be like one and one and a half.
That's what I don't... That's what I... Well, you know what? It's funny. When you play pickup with everybody at basketball, they're just like, oh, let's go by ones and twos. I'm like, please. I'm a three-point shooter. Like,
yeah, that
makes
increases
my points
the
even
value.
More valuable.
Yeah, exactly. That's advanced analytics right there.
Exactly.
Okay, well, so we're through three questions. You got four left, but we need to have a brief word from our sponsor for this episode. So, Sarah, who is that? We've got a sponsor?
That's correct. Our sponsor is the College Football Bros podcast.
Oh.
We have t-shirts for sale. So the shirts have our podcast logo across the chest, and they're available in four different colors. So to purchase one, you can go to collegefootballbros.com/merch. And they're only available for a limited time. So just a reminder, you can purchase them for a little more than a week. The last day to buy them is next Friday, May 29th. So don't forget to do that soon. And just again, that is the just collegefootballbros.com/merch.
Awesome.
How many ice blues are, is, have we sold an ice blue?
We have sold, yeah, a couple ice blues. It's not our most popular. Our most popular is the indigo right now, which is my favorite. That's what I'm gonna buy.
Yeah, that's a you color for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take that as a compliment. Sarah, what's your favorite? We said ours on last episode, but what about you, Sarah?
I think I like indigo. I think indigo? That's probably the safest
color. That one or gray is kind of the safe bet there. But right. I like the green. I'm all the, you know, I wore green today because, you know, as I said, it makes my eyes pop.
Okay.
As you can see.
So, yeah, there you go. And they are unisex, so... They should be good for everybody. Okay, moving on to Ryan. Question number four. So only two covers did not feature a player who played the season before the game's release. One was NCAA Football 06, which had Desmond Howard on the cover, and the other was the Nintendo Wii version of NCAA Football 09. Who was on that cover? Was it A, Brutus Buckeye, B, Sparty, C, Ugga, or D, the Sooner Schooner?
Yeah, I believe I know this one as well here, Mike.
How would you know this one?
Yeah, I believe
I do. Did
you
play the Wii?
No, but I don't know. Maybe when I was searching stuff like in the past, it just clicks. I don't know. You just remember certain things on covers. Okay. Sticks out. Sparty.
You nailed it. You nailed it. There we go. Oh, you're doing a lot better than I thought. I thought these questions were hard, but...
No, yeah, they're tough, but, you know, just...
You're just
I don't
really
know
smart.
What to say.
All right. Well, you're killing it. Moving on to question five. Prior to the release of NCAA Football 06... The only music featured in the game were fight songs. The licensed music from NCAA Football 06 featured bands such as The Pixies, De La Soul, Bad Religion, and this band who sang the song Out All Night. Is it A, The Mr. T Experience, B, Lagwagon, C, The Pie Tasters, or D, Guided by Voices? And Ryan, I'm going to play Out All Night right now.
Just
to get a little taste of it. We'll get 20 seconds in here.
Please do.
If I can find it.
That's such a good one.
All right, there you go.
Why did they get rid of the music? Like,
I don't know. Yeah, they just did that for 1 year, but they chose some great songs.
I know. They were awesome. Okay, so I have I don't know for sure, but I think I have one was like sticking out to me. I don't know why. So, but this is my what question? Fifth?
Five, yeah. Question five out of seven.
Okay. I think I will use I'm going to go with the 50-50 here on this one.
You're going to go with the 50-50?
Yeah, and then I'll have two more and still have Trey left for one of the last two.
Okay. All right, so the 50-50 is going to get you down to A and C. So it's either the Mr. T Experience or the Pie Tasters.
Okay, well, the one I was thinking is still on there, so I'm going to have to go with that, Regis. I'm going to go with C, the Pie Tasters. Oof, all right.
Nailed it.
All right. Those other ones didn't ring a bell. Are those bands in the 06 video game as well?
They are, yeah. The Mr. T Experience sang More Than Toast. Lagwagon was Know It All, which I thought that might get you confused with Out All Night.
Yeah, true.
And then Guided by Voices was Teenage FBI.
Hmm. I got lucky, I guess.
You're being followed by the Teenage FBI. All right. So we are to your second to last question. How's he doing, Sarah? How many points do you have?
He's good. He's at 8. Doing pretty good so far.
Really glad we got the scorekeeper here.
Well, I'm too stupid to count, so.
Yeah.
Your second to last question. Okay, so in NCAA football 05, EA added the home field advantage feature, which allowed stadium influence and energy to swing a game's momentum. The game ranked the top 25 toughest places to play. Which stadium was not in the top 5? Was it A, Ben Hill Griffin Stadium, B, Neyland Stadium, C, Autzen Stadium, or D, Kyle Field?
That's tough. I don't know. I'm trying to think of the time. So the 05 game. I'm going to say that.
And just a reminder, there's only two questions left. You still have.
I know.
Trey.
Yeah, well, he's useless.
Well.
No, I'm just kidding.
Right.
No, I'm thinking I might use him for this one. Okay, I'm going to 05, so that would have been just after the 03 season would have finished.
Very astute of you.
Yeah, thank you. So Oregon would have been pretty good. They just had a good Joey Harrington run. So Oregon's probably, Autzen might be there. Tennessee was obviously still doing pretty darn well with Fulmer. I'll leave those two. Ben Hill Griffin, yeah. Kyle Field too. There, that
one. And for the listeners, I'm sure most of you know, but yeah, Ben Hill Griffin, Florida, and Kyle Field,
sorry,
Texas
Florida.
A&M.
Yeah, Florida was they won. Man, that's so tough. Okay, I'm gonna. If I had to guess, I would guess Ben Hill Griffin. But I'll call Trey and see if he has any clue.
All right, let's see if we can give Trey a call. See if this technology works out for us. All right, Trey Newman. You guys hearing that ringtone? Excellent.
Yes, sir.
He should be able to hear me.
Watch him not pick up.
Oh, no. Come on, Trey. Come on.
That's a few too many rigs right now.
Oh no. I'll have to call Allie if he doesn't answer.
Yeah, true.
I'm calling on WhatsApp, so I don't know. I guess they'll just keep ringing forever. I'll give it a couple more rings.
Yeah, it does ring a lot. Maybe try his normal one and then just.
Yeah, I'll try. All right, I'll hang up. I'll try his normal phone.
Yeah.
The problem is my phone doesn't have great service.
Well, maybe you could just say hang up. Hey, I'm going to call you right back on WhatsApp.
Well, let's see if it works out. All right. Trey.
Come on, Trey. Mm.
Sarah, do you know the answer?
No. Sorry.
Dang. All right, calling Trey.
Don't call me.
He's probably out and about, you know. It's not like it's quarantine or anything.
I always thought about that with the, you know, when they were doing the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Yeah, it's like, what if the guy just didn't pick up?
All right, well, Trey didn't pick up, so I think you're out of luck, Ryan.
Dang. All right. I don't think he would have known it anyways, but I was kind of curious as to what his answer would be. Crud. Okay. Who else knows college football? Who else could we call?
Oh, that's a good point. We could, I don't know. No, let's just...
We'll
try it next question. Maybe he'll get back to
my text.
Yeah,
we'll try again. I'll try to postpone my answer here. Think about it a little bit. Maybe he'll answer next time.
All right, here's the choices again for you.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have to take a guess.
I mean, Kyle Field is such a... That is such a good home field advantage. I feel like even though they might not have been the best on that field at the time, that's such a good home field advantage. Nealon was pretty darn good then. I'm going to have to go with Ben Hill Griffin Stadium. I just can't go against my gut now.
Is that your final answer?
It is going to be my final answer.
Dang. Man. Maybe Trey could have helped you out. It was Kyle Field. Wait, did you
really?
Say? Really? Yeah. You said Ben Hill Griffin?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Kyle Field was seventh. Ben Hill Griffin was actually, the Swamp was number one on that game.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah. Darn.
And Neyland Stadium was number two. Autzen, I believe, number five. But it was definitely in the top five. So
Kyle Field. Okay. Well,
Trey maybe could have helped you out, but he wasn't. He didn't answer your call.
Maybe I overrated the. I mean, it is a good home field advantage, man. But
look who's calling! Let's let me answer.
As soon as I give the wrong answer, hey, what's going on?
Let's see what he would have said. Hey, Trey, what's up?
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. But Ryan here is
you
in the hot seat.
You blew it.
And I don't think he can hear you, Ryan, but he was trying to answer a question. Let's see if you would have gotten it right. But either way, we'll keep you around for the next one and you can help him out. But Trey, the question was, in NCAA Football 05, the video game, they added the home field advantage feature and they had the top 25 toughest places to play. Which stadium was not in the top five? Was it Ben Hill Griffin Stadium, Neyland Stadium, Autzen Stadium, or Kyle Field? So which of those was not in the top five?
So Florida, Tennessee, Oregon, or
Ben Hill Griffin.
Ben Hill Griffin. Okay, that's exactly the same one Ryan said, and it was wrong. It was number one at the time in that game. So Kyle Field was actually the correct answer. But Trey, I'm going to keep you on the line here. Hang tight and be quiet for a sec, but I'm going to introduce the next question and you can help out on that one.
Okay.
Okay, so Ryan, let's move on. I got a lot going on here. I'm trying to do my best as a host.
Yeah.
But let's move on to your final question, question number seven. Okay, so the 95 version of the game introduced... four fictional bowl games. Which of these was not one of those fictional bowls? Was it the Maple Bowl, the Pecan Bowl, the Redwood Bowl, or the Cactus Bowl?
Wow. Oh, man.
Should we get Trey's thoughts first here?
Sure, yeah.
Trey, do you have any thoughts?
Which of them was not a fake bowl?
Exactly.
I would say the Cactus Bowl.
So you think the Cactus Bowl was not one of those fictional bowls. Ryan, how do you feel about that?
I have no clue. The Cactus, you think it would be real just because it is real, or well, it was real for a time. But I guess that might be the reason to go with it, because the other ones sound, you know, like they were fictional. So... yeah. All right. I'll go with Trey, and I'll blame him if I get it wrong.
He's gonna go with your answer, Trey. He's going with D, Cactus Bowl.
Oh boy.
And that is correct.
Might be more...
All right. All right.
Trey. I was worried that was too modern
for me. All right.
All right. Thanks a lot, Trey, for finally calling back, and you helped Ryan out there.
I'm glad.
I'm glad I could be part of the team.
All right. Ryan, any message for Trey? He can't hear you, but I can relay.
Coming through in the clutch.
He said you came through in the clutch.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Good luck, Ryan.
He says good luck.
All right. Gracias.
See All you, Trey. Right.
Bye.
All right.
I worked out.
It did work out well for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, let's get a score check because I have no idea what's going on right now.
Well, Ryan, you have 10 points.
Double digits.
That's All good. Right.
Got at least double digits.
Okay. So.
So after these multiple choice questions, you do have a chance to add a few more points here in our final rapid fire round. So you'll have 45 seconds to give as many correct answers as possible. Each correct answer gets you 1 point. No penalties for incorrect answer, so throw out as many guesses as you can.
Okay.
Okay, Ryan. So your final question here has a bit of a visual element, so apologies to the listeners, but they should be able to hear everything just fine. They should be able to get on just fine. So I'm going to put up an image which shows the top 15 rated players in NCAA 14. And the image is going to show their rating, their school, and their position. And you have to name the player. So again, that's 45 seconds. There's going to be a bunch of names there. You can just pick the ones out that you want. And okay. After each name that you throw out, I will tell you if it's right or wrong.
All right. So 2014, NCAA 14?
NCAA 14. Yep.
Top 15 rated guys.
Exactly. All right. Are you ready, Ryan?
Yes.
Okay. Your image is going to show up, and that's when you go. So 3, 2, 1, go.
Jadeveon Clowney, Johnny Manziel.
Correct.
Michael James. Or
incorrect.
AJ McCarron.
Correct.
Marquise Lee.
Correct.
Dante Hightower.
Nope.
Ah. Braxton Miller.
Nailed it.
Jake Matthews.
Got it.
Georgia QB 90. What's his name? Come on, he's in the XFL. Aaron Murray.
Got it.
Taj Boyd.
Correct.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Nope.
Oh. Wow. Dang. Why can't I think of a Clemson receiver? All right.
How much time has he got? Is he done?
Am I done?
Oh, he's done. Okay.
Alrighty.
All right. That was very well done, Ryan.
All right.
Yeah.
It was very actually well. A little over 45 seconds, but you hadn't made any guess since then. So,
yeah, okay. I was going to say, I don't think I got any in the last bit there.
All right. So let's see. How many of those did he get right, Sarah?
I got 8.
8. Okay, that is very good. So I'll go through here. I'll just list off the names in order, even if you already named it. So
LeGarrette Blount, is that who it was?
No, it's not LeGarrette Blount. So you got Jadeveon Clowney, Johnny Manziel. You didn't get DeAnthony Thomas, Oregon running back, of course. And then you did get AJ McCarron, Marquise Lee. The linebacker for Alabama was CJ Mosley. You got Braxton Miller. Did you end up getting Teddy Bridgewater?
No, I didn't get Bridgewater. Okay.
You got Jake Matthews for A&M. You got Aaron Murray eventually, right? Didn't get Michigan offensive tackle Taylor Lewan.
No.
And you said the wrong Clemson receiver. It was Sammy Watkins.
Oh, Ryan. Wow. Yeah.
You did get Taj Boyd, right?
Yeah.
The Michigan State linebacker was Denikos Allen. And then the last one, Arizona running back Kadeem Carey.
Yeah,
but okay. Overall,
very
strong effort.
I could have got a couple of more of those. I should have, but then you're in a hurry. It's a little tough.
Yeah, no. So you ended up getting 8 right, Sarah said. So what does that make the final score for Ryan in our very first Trivia Zone episode?
Well, with 10 points from the multiple choice and 8 from the final round. That's 18.
18.
It's going to be tough to beat, baby.
That is going to be tough to beat. So Trey will be on next episode. He'll have a whole new set of questions, a whole new theme. We'll see if he can get 18 points. That's going to be tough. But you set the bar high, Ryan. So any future contestants are going to struggle, but that's good.
That was fun, though. Thanks for the questions.
Yeah, yeah, and thanks to Trey for calling back and making an appearance on the episode. But that'll
I'll make
do
sure
it.
To do the same to him.
Oh yeah, yeah. Don't answer. Well, now that you know you're kind of in competition against each other,
yeah.
Maybe give the wrong answer on purpose. But
ooh. Cool.
Anyway, we're gonna call it an episode here, and we will see you next time on the Trivia Zone.